Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
I got a piece of land out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it.
Good morning. It's about 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 72 degrees on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer, and I guess, Tyler, you could have started with just the two of us. That song, Just the Two of Us.
I could have, but you know what? I got to give a shout out and props to our guest coming up, Brian Dillon with the Clover School District. Brian knows where that camera is. I do not have to center Brian.
Awesome.
When it comes to the guest camera, Brian knows where it is. He's a media guy. He knows.
And I guess, actually, it's not just the two of us, but it's Tyler doing what he does and making us look good and sound good and all that stuff. But Lucas has the day off, so good for him. Brian Dillon, public information officer for the school district right in Clover, and we appreciate so much your commitment to come in once a month and share with us what we need to know about Clover School District. Now, right now, the bond seems to be the hot topic. That vote is happening when?
That vote will take place on September 18th.
Okay. Now, within that bond, what, you know, I can only relate to it from the Fort Mill School District because my children were in school when a couple of bonds were being looked at and passed. But do you have a team out talking and sharing and explaining prior to this vote? What does that look like?
Yeah, the school district is going to be doing a number of information sessions on our capital projects plan, sharing information about what will be in that bond, including a second high school, an eighth elementary school,
and a
renovation to the Clover ninth grade campus to be a third middle school, which is actually one of our hottest areas as far as our heat map in terms of students and student population and when we're going to reach capacity level. So three projects coming up, and then some renovations at Bethany Elementary, some renovations at Clover High School to bring that up. When you have a new high school, it's going to be some of the conversations that you have, the equity in terms of the schools. So some renovations to Clover High School included, and then an innovation center to house our tech. You know, we are one-to-one school district, so we have a warehouse currently, and that needs some upfitting. So, and we are in need of some PD space, so we're looking at this innovation center to kind of cover both of those.
It is amazing how fast technology grows and changes, and you all do so much with partnering with York Tech and different ways to look at career pathing and that what are you going to do after high school question that we all love to hate. But within that bond, I mean, that's a lot of a honey-do list. So what's the amount? How much dollar amount?
So the bond will be the largest in Clover School District history. It'll be right around $198 million because the price of a high school is nearly $140 million. And so you've got large numbers when you get to a high school because there's so many things that go into the creation of a high school. So that is the lion's share of that money. And then an elementary school, $30 million. And then the renovations and stuff will kick in a new building for innovation and tech. So it'll be the largest in school district history. But it's definitely time and needed. When we went to bond last time, we told the families of the Clover School District that a high school will come when we got to X amount of student populations. And within this last year, we've reached that and we saw it coming. So we've been in a planning process to do exactly what we've told our community we would do.
So is that number like 3,000 or higher?
Well, the Clover High School yeah. is the eighth largest in the state. So,
okay.
And it's coming in around 2350, almost 24, 20, so closing in on 25. And by the time this would open, which would be down at 2025, you'd be close to 3,100. So that need is there.
And you really do have to look ahead and project. So I think it's interesting how all school districts have a choice. I mean, you have like, is it Dorman in Spartanburg? Huge. You look at that and they might have 5,000 But you also can build more schools and keep it at around 2,500 or fewer. What's the benefit of having the second high school?
So the benefit of having the second high school, it comes from the being able to have those students split up into two smaller groups. So if we're around 3,000 when it's created, we'd probably be close to, you know, 2,500 schools or somewhere thereabouts to have that good quality separation. But it's just, it's programmatic. It's based on what your community feels is best. You know, we've talked to the community. We've listened to what they've said. And for the most part, our community feels like having two 1,500 schools would be better than having one large campus that you see at Dorman and Wando and other places like that.
Well, it doubles the opportunity to play on a team and to, you know, be in the band. And it just, I don't know, I had to learn through that too, because my kids graduated from Nation Ford High School. I graduated from Fort Mill High School. So I had all this blue and gold. So I'm like, what? I know, as today, I'm wearing gold. So there's benefits. You definitely want, at the end of the day, to make sure that all students have the opportunity to thrive. When it relates to the growth, where's it coming from?
Well, the growth is coming from all over, and it's the majority of it is in that 274 corridor, right there on the lake, on the river,
where it gets pretty congested.
It is congested, but there's also more growth in Clover and on the west side than you realize. And there's also some other things that could create some growth. There's a casino going in Kings Mountain, and you know, will that create a situation where those folks that are looking for jobs there might desire being part of the Clover School District, and some infrastructure goes in the western part of the district, and that grows that side. So there's all sorts of things to consider and be prepared for it as you move forward, and make sure you have the space available for all the students.
Absolutely. So when you look at the vote, who is qualified to vote? Do you have to live within the city limits or just the school district?
It is within the school district, so York District 2.
Mm-hmm. You know, and while you're here, I'm just curious, there's so much going on about school boards and parents getting involved, and a little bit of a, maybe it just opened up a perspective with kids studying at home that was not there before. Have you seen any of that? Maybe just a higher involvement of parents now that they have seen a peep about a day in the life of their kid, or maybe they have more respect for what the teachers do every day. Have you seen any influence on that?
We have seen some influence in that. We've seen an uptick in parents attending our school board meetings, and that's great because, yeah, honestly, you know, they're open. They're the board meeting is every fourth Monday, 6 o'clock or 6:30 at the school district office, depending on what that agenda looks like, and they're open to the public, and it's great to have that community involvement. It's great for them to hear the presentations that come in, to hear from the school board and see what their discussions are, and hear them for themselves. So you know, we're always encouraging parents to come in and be a part of that process and be aware of what's happening in Clover School District.
That is such a great attitude. It really is. And do you also post them on virtual? Are they on Facebook Live or Access?
They aren't on Facebook Live. Our building doesn't have quite the infrastructure to help support that. It's something that we could
look at.
That's
why you need the bond.
We don't currently have it.
Just kidding. No, don't confuse. Yeah, you currently do have it where you can download it?
We don't have that available.
Okay.
But we have that. It's just in person, and that's preference, because being able to come and hear and see in person versus on a screen, it does have a little bit of difference to it. So we like to encourage that in-person attendance.
Well, I love that. I love the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in this together to help the students thrive. And it's interesting because I remember when my oldest was in eighth grade, the principal saying it's like a stool with three legs. It won't balance with two. You need three, and it needs to be, you know, teachers, parents, and students all having a responsibility in success as it relates to education. But the bond, look for it September 18th. And right now, if you have any questions, where should those people go?
They can call the school district office. They can email me directly. Happy to answer all questions. We're starting this week with some information sessions at our school registrations. Messages are going to start going out to parents this week on dates and times and locations that will be for them directly in their area.
And I know we have so much communication, but what is the best way for parents to keep up with what's happening, what they need to know in terms of the school?
There's our social media accounts on Facebook and Twitter. There's also our website. So those are a couple ways to do that. They're always welcome to reach out directly to us. I'm happy to take a phone call and talk to anybody about
old
any
school
questions. So
I love it.
I'm open and available for that.
Fantastic. Lots of information. Make sure you stay on top of it as well. And again, Brian right here, public information officer. If you have a question, just pick up the phone and call. I love that.